Time now for your letters. First, a correction. Last week, I mistakenly identified Republican Congressman Joe Wilson as being from Louisiana. Of course, he's from South Carolina. Our apologies to Louisiana, South Carolina, and Mr. Wilson. Number of you say, enough already, about our social media segments, including Twitter. Aaron Smith of Falls Village, Connecticut writes, I love Weekend Edition, but I am so tired of hearing about Twitter. Stop trying to make it news. It is not news. It is another way to waste time on the Internet. Last week, I explained why I hoped Chicago would be chosen to host the 2016 Olympic Games. May have thrown little beach sand at the city that is reportedly the closest competitor, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. I said I loved Rio, but pointed out that my experience as a reporter there has been that time is treated as a hypothetical proposition. Lindsay Wood of Milton, Florida writes, implying that Rio couldn't be ready for the Olympics because they are lazy and on their own schedules is a low blow. Though his comment that officials might not have the structures ready because they were at the beach may have been tongue-in-cheek, I suspect that Mr. Simon could be a little more culturally sensitive. Finally, last week we talked with our annoying music man, Jim Nader, about annoying Beatles cover songs. A number of you wrote in to say that you enjoyed this segment, but Paul Schnabelin of Oxnard, California writes, Scott, how could you and Jim Nader do your great story about annoying Beatles cover songs and not play the most famous or infamous one of all, William Shatner's version of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds? Mr. Schnabelin, we've played that song so many times on Jim segments. Well, why not once more? Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Oh.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you. You answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
We'd like to hear from you. You can write us, leave a comment on the new NPR.org, or reach us on Twitter at NPR Scott Simon, all one word. Our production staff is on Twitter at NPR Weekend, all one word. This is NPR News.